Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I don't know if you've ever used the app Grammarly. Have you ever used? Did you use that when you were at school?
No.
An app
at school.
Well,
the only app at school we had was the blackboard or the whiteboard.
All right.
Maybe the computer room?
I used it more probably at uni, and then recently when I started studying at the Gordon, I decided that I was going to download it again because it's essentially, it's like an app that you can put on your computer and it like looks through all of the things that you're using. So like whether you're using Word, whether you're using like writing emails, like whatever you're doing, Grammarly will go, oh, actually, did you mean this? Like it offers little grammar
fancy red line.
Advice. Yes.
Okay.
It's an extra red line for you. And I didn't realize that. So obviously I've been using it for the last 6 months while I've been studying. And today it gave me like a Grammarly Wrapped, like a Spotify Wrapped.
Of like the words you spelt the most incorrectly?
Literally.
Let
me take you through my Grammarly Wrapped for 2024.
It definitely doesn't fix tone because just personally, sometimes your emails, like there's no, obviously we all know text and emails, it's so hard to pick up context and tone on it. You wouldn't even start with a hello. You'll be like, where is this?
It said my top five mistakes are... One, missing periods at the end of sentences.
Full stops, yeah, it's just...
Missing punctuation after interjections. Missing prepositions. And missing commas.
Yeah.
They're my big ones, my big mistakes. It said that Grammarly analysed more than 3,675,428 words this year alone for just me, which is wild. I didn't even know it was collecting this data.
That's a bit scary.
It said that I was more productive than 86% of Grammarly users because it had to analyze more words for me than they usually do the average user. I used 1,901 unique words. Didn't give me an example of any of them.
That does make sense because you've sent me an email going, sorry, I'm late, I'm in the pooper.
Yeah.
Not sure that's coming
and
up.
And Grammarly would have corrected that.
Yeah.
The thing that really took me over the edge with this was what you mentioned earlier, tone.
Your tone's hideous.
Grammarly detected the different tones that I've used across all of my platforms. The most used tone of voice that I use in my writing, confidence.
Really?
Confidence. I was very confident in my writing, 34%. Informal, 20%. Which 100%. Makes sense. Inspirational, 14%. Friendly, 9%.
That's low. That is low.
Optimistic, 5%.
Oh, God.
Direct, 3%.
Yeah, you're not very direct.
Joyful, 3%.
Yeah.
And it said, new tones detected this year, regretful.
Oh, maybe you started emails with like, sorry.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I just thought it was really interesting. If you do use Grammarly or, you know, you do a lot of writing, it's great. I mean, not that I'm sponsored by the app or anything.
Yeah.
But it's...
It sounds like it now.
It's very helpful and it has been. And it was just really cool to see, like, what it's wrapped up for me.
And if you use promo code Jess Can't Speak, you can get... A 10% discount for Grammarly in 2025.
This is why I've got that regretful app.
This is Tim and Jess.
We don't like stereotypes.
No.
Not about it. But, you know, sometimes there are some things. When a stereotype is happening, you're like, well, how do I act like this is not a stereotype, even though what's happening is pretty stereotypical of the situation.
Could you potentially give me an example?
Stereotypically, you would say in relationships, of a male-female relationship.
Yeah.
Most likely, the female will be very active on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
But send her male partner to do the bidding.
Me and my husband often fall into those male-female stereotypes heavily.
Yeah. You're probably one of the biggest stereotypes that I'm aware of. But my wife, the other day we were out driving. I think we were at the Amazing Meal Markets. And she was like, oh... bought something on Facebook Marketplace today. Got to go pick it up in 20 minutes.
Oh.
And I was like, what? 20 minutes? She was like, yeah, the guy just got back to me. We bought a mini fridge because
okay.
My wife's setting up something for her work office. And she's yeah. like, yeah, I found a mini fridge. Like, just need something small. But yeah, we have to be there in 20 minutes. And I was like, all right, yeah, like, where is it? And like, yeah, we're in Newcombe. She's like, oh, it's in Newtown. I was like, oh, okay, that's like, it's going to be tight. Oh,
yeah.
But I think we can get there. She's like, oh, and he, like, he's not going to, we have to get there in 20 minutes. Otherwise, would like, he might, we might not get it.
Oh.
Kind of deal. I was like, that's all right, sure. And she was like, do you have $70 cash on you?
What?
And I was like, it's not 2005. No, I don't have $70 cash on me. And she was like, all right, well,
now you got to make a stop at the ATM as well.
Well, I was like, well, we'll need to stop at the ATM. And she's like, I don't have my wallet. I was like, well, I didn't bring my cards.
Yeah.
And luckily, she found like a work card with her and just, she was like, all right, well, I'll just use this, whatever. She runs in, she gets it. And she owns her own business. So yeah. It's not like she's just stealing from company. So, and I was like, all right, great. We got the cash. She's like, yep, yeah, excellent. And I was like, where's the place? And she's like, I don't have an address.
What do you mean?
That's, and again, I'm continuing. I'm going, there's a lot of, like, you didn't prep this? And she went, been busy, but need the fridge. And I was like, all right, get the address. So she gives me the address. We get there exactly at the time we're meant to. And again, I'm like, I'm totally wrapped. It's like a little adventure. So I'm like, yeah, all right, let's go. I'm playing into it. And we pull over and she's like, all right, can you go and get it? And I was like,
now you have to lift it.
Yeah. And I was like, did you measure it? Because we have two cars. One's a bigger car, one's a smaller car. And we're in the smaller car. And
yeah.
She's like, I didn't see what the sizes were.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay. And then as I'm getting out, she's like, by the way, he doesn't speak English at all. I've been speaking to his son.
It's amazing.
And this is as I'm three steps out of the car, walking to this complete stranger's house.
What's his son's name?
I've got no idea what any of the names are. I walk up and
do you have a fridge?
He's in the driveway and he's got an extension cord and the mini fridge is there. Mm-hmm. It's plugged in. I can hear it whirring. I'm like, hi, I'm here to pick up the fridge. And he's just hand signals like thumbs up, all these kind of things.
Oh, so you're talking to the bloke who can't speak English?
Yes, I'm speaking to the man who can't speak English. His son's no longer there, so we're just going off thumbs up, thumbs down, those kind of things. Like, yes, good, good. And again, like, totally fine. And so I'm like, he opens it and the one thing he said, he's like, 10 minutes on. So he's like, 10 minutes ago, he's plugged it in to prove that it's working, that he's not going to be scamming us out of money. And he opens the door. And he brings out an ice tray cube and it's full of water out of the freezer. But he grabs my hand and he puts my hand in the water of the ice cubes.
What is happening?
And he goes, cold.
And you're like, excellent.
And I'm like, yes, it is. It is. So it works. And then.
Do I get the ice cubes? Or?
He takes the ice cubes back. Yeah. I didn't want to steal his water or his ice cube.
Fair enough.
Little plate. And he helps me lift it into the car. And it just fits.
Oh, my God.
Just fits. And so do all that. I'm like, great, sweet, awesome, blah, blah, blah. I get in the car. And my wife's like, you didn't say thank you.
What?
I'm like, I feel like I'm the personal assistant that's been given no advice on this lead. What is happening? But it works. It's cold.
I'm so glad.
That's all we got. And I hate leading into the stereotypes, but I feel like this can sometimes happen. Mm-hmm. And we got through it, but I just felt very thrown under the bus.
Get your car because I've actually bought a freezer and we need to go straight after the show.
Did you measure it?
No, of course I didn't.
Fantastic. Tim and Jess, the podcast. We are spelling names for the final time in 2024. The show finishes up at the end of this week, back in late January. But we wanted to spell 100 names this year. Thanks to Blinds with an Edge, give your windows the edge with Geelong's experts, Blinds with an Edge. Where are we at, Jess?
We are currently sitting at 99 names spelt correctly for the year.
We just need
one. Oh, boy.
We just need one. Who is going to... Firstly, I was going to say, who is going to get that, I guess, honour of being the 100th name spelt? A personal best from you and I over the years.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that it's going to happen. We've still got to get it.
I think it'll happen.
We've still got to get
it. How hard can it be?
Oh, it's been pretty hard. Been pretty hard.
Rebecca in Corio, what name would you like us to spell for you, mate?
Sobco.
Sobco.
Yes.
So, this is your surname, Rebecca?
Yes.
Okay. Is it S O B Sobkoh?
No.
Sobkoh. I reckon it's going to be one of those ones that's got like a silent J in it.
Sounds Baltic. Come on, Jess. Come on, Jess.
Okay. Sobkoh.
No.
Okay. What a doozy. I don't.
No.
Rebecca, how do we spell that?
Sobkoh.
Okay. So it is what it sounds
close.
Like.
Damn.
Just that extra H. Okay.
Sorry, Rebecca.
Rebecca, it could have been you, but it unfortunately it's not going to be. Maybe it's John from Highton. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
Oh, I'm stressed. Jess is trying to act all tough, but I know that she's feeling it.
We're about to make it happen.
Okay.
And John's going to be the 100th mate name. What, I just know it.
What's the name, John?
Well, my name's Jonathan, and it's usually misspelled, so I'll give you a go.
Okay. Jonathan. Jonathan.
No.
Jonathan. Okay. Is it Jonathon?
No. I was thinking maybe like I might be able to get something out of this name being misspelled on my life, but I'm not going to.
Okay,
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Here we go. Jonathon.
Oh, no.
Jonathon?
I don't know.
All right. No, I don't think I can find
it.
What is it, Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. It's like John Nathan.
John. I'm so sorry, mate. Oh,
not ideal.
That's rough.
Unlucky.
Unlucky.
That
yeah.
bumps us up to an even 80 names spelt incorrectly for the YouTube.
Surely Chantel from Werribee. Chantel, is this your niece's name you want us to spell?
Yeah, it's my niece.
Okay, and what's her name?
Ellie.
So many different. Is it? This is where like our little accents, our Victorian accents, come into play, Chantel. Because is it Ellie or Ellie?
Ellie.
Ellie.
Yeah.
Is it okay? Oh no, let's just lean for it.
Okay.
Let's lean in.
Ellie.
No.
Ellie.
No.
Elli.
No.
Eli.
No.
We need it. We need it. Jess, this is the last
A-L-L-Y.
Person.
Elly.
No.
Is it E or A?
E.
E.
Ellie.
Ellie. Elie.
No.
Ely.
No.
Oh!
Ellea.
No.
E-L. E.
No.
Elle.
No.
That's L. Ellie. Ellieh.
No.
Eligh.
No.
We have got to get to the news, Jess.
Ellie.
Oh, getting closer.
Ellie.
No.
Ah! E. You do it letter by letter. E.
Yes.
L.
No.
Did you say yes or no?
No.
Oh. Ah! Yeah. E-H?
No.
E-A?
No.
How? Help. We need help, but you can't give it to us. I know that these are tough parameters, and the news is coming up.
And if I send you proof of evidence, I can do that, but it's spelled double E-L apostrophe.
Oh, no.
Double E.
No, it isn't. We can't. We have to move on. We have to move on.
We only got to 99.
That's the story.
I want to cry.
Oh, no.
I want to cry.
Okay, well, we're so over time.
Apostrophe.
Chantel.
Apostrophe, Chantel.
Yeah, Chantel. It's a lovely name.
I want to cry.
Oh, Christmas is over. Christmas is ruined. Sorry. We have to. I'm sorry, Jess.
Maybe we'll make it to 100 next year.
That's the saddest thing that's happened in my life.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
that concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.